Genesis or evolution, the facts are the same.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs?
You know, the facts supporting Genesis are really no different to those supposedly supporting evolution. Well, how could that be? Genesis and evolution are two different views of history to explain the universe that exists right now in the present. You see, whether you're a creationist or an evolutionist, we all live on the same Earth. We have the same fossils, the same animals, the same plants, and so on. In other words, creationists and evolutionists all have the same facts because they live in the same universe. So then, the battle between creation and evolution cannot be a battle about the facts. It's a battle about how you interpret the facts in relation to the past. And you know what? Those who interpret the facts based upon the Genesis account of creation, as well as the fall and the flood, find that real science confirms the interpretation to be correct. But real science does not confirm the interpretation based upon evolutionary ideas. Yes, the facts are the same, but there's only one right account of history to explain them, Genesis.
What about the account of the Tower of Babel in Genesis? Was that a real event? We have the answer, and we offer it in a 96-page sample magazine called Answers. Just send us a donation of any size today, and we'll send this great-looking issue out to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and ask for the Tower of Babel issue. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.